I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's a Darfur summit Tuesday to wrangle peace solutions to Sudan's civil war and humanitarian crisis. Operation Blessing's David Darg says their non-government organization partner Humedica has three medical clinics in the region, but it's a bleak situation. While hope comes with the gospel, NGOs are facing severe restrictions. Darg explains.
It is very difficult for us to let people know the hope of Jesus Christ out there because in doing so we can endanger our work, and that would be more disastrous than sharing the gospel in the first place.
Next, World AIDS Day is Friday, and Purpose Driven Ministries is doing everything they can to help energize the church to get more involved. They're holding the 2006 Global Summit on AIDS in the Church in Lake Forest, California, beginning Thursday. The two-day summit will focus on the church's role in ending the pandemic and in caring for HIV/AIDS victims. As they do, it will open doors for evangelism. Since 40 million people have already died from AIDS, many without Christ, a Christian response is urgent. And Oasis International's Sue Brennan says a community health clinic in Ghana is expanding, but it ran out of funds mid-project. Brennan says their evangelistic training at the Oasis International Training Center extends to the practicality of helping their community. They've planned a fundraiser to support the clinic.
We're going to be holding a parade for Christmas involving the whole town, and it's going to be to benefit the health center there in Prom Prom. And we're hoping to get all the churches and different people involved, and we're going to be taking donations. They are building a new wing onto the health center.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.